Hey, this is Danny Sullivan, Indy 500 winner and IndyCar champion. The Indy 500 is back home again on WGN.
720 WGN here leading up to right before the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500. Excited to have on the line one of the all-time great personalities in the world of motorsports. 50 poles, 31 wins, four of them being Indy 500 victories, IMSA, and a three-time Rolex 24 Daytona champ. And a man on the drive for the unprecedented five Borg Warners, the one and only Elio Castroneves.
Well, thanks for having me here, Dan. I appreciate that.
Elio, you know, you're always a fan favorite. Excited to see you race and win today, just as excited as they were back in 2001. But for you, I mean, is the excitement still there? And the stakes are permanently high for Elio Castroneves.
Yeah, this place always bring the best out of me. You know, in fact, qualifying was just a couple of days ago and in the weekend, and all of a sudden I still feeling that nervous, that butterfly in the stomach, and I was like, man, this place always, it's always like that. It's exciting. It's incredible. And for those that didn't have the opportunity to see the Indy 500, the TV does not do justice to how incredible this place is, how the energy of 300,000+ people, it's here. So it's incredible. That's what keeps me coming over and motivated. And of course, we have an opportunity of a lifetime. You know, nobody ever won number five, and I feel we have a great chance.
Well, you're always there with the stakes being very high to go ahead and make that history. Talk a little bit about the drama. This is the second year in a row, so much drama in the qualifying. Do you feel for those guys? You know, you haven't been in that position exactly, but do you feel for them trying to get in, trying to get out?
Well, the competition is fearless, and I mean, look at that. All of a sudden, the speeds compared to the pole position and the last guy, it's almost, 3-4 miles an hour. Used to be 10 miles an hour. So now it is difficult for you to put yourself, in a situation that it's so close. I mean, in my, for example, experience in the past, you have seven guys in the same tenth of a mile. I mean, it's so close, and that's why it's a tough situation, but that's why it's Indy 500.
The team Meyer-Shank, you put them on the map and now a part owner. Talk a little bit about that. It doesn't change anything you do or your goals or anything, but always been a great ambassador for the sport. Do you think from the sport or sponsor side, it's business as usual, but as a part owner, does any other things mentally come into play?
Well, I feel that now this year that I'm not doing full time, I'm obviously understanding more on the other side of the old wall, normally wearing helmets and in the cockpit. Now I'm in the time stand and listening. So I'll be a little more patient with my guys when they start, having this strategy. But in the end of the day, you know, the memory of a driver is going to kick in. The muscle memory is going to be there. And we're going to do everything we can to put ourselves in the front as soon as possible.
At the end of the day, making so many memories, not only yourself making history, but for those fans. Good luck, Elio. Good luck in the race.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate that.